mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I was ranting and raving in the last segment as I read a Justice Department internal intelligence bulletin, not to be shared, that Mexican troops in full body armor and communications are running around killing federal agents, shooting people, murdering. They're responsible for hundreds of deaths. Again, here's the intelligence bulletin. In Dallas, McAllen, Laredo, it goes on and on and on, and that now tourists won't even go into the southern areas of Arizona, where this is also going on. And I have the Dallas Morning News, the only big paper to mention it. The Laredo paper covered it, and folks, they're not former Mexican special forces. They admit trained by the U.S. government. They are hitmen. They're there to kill Border Patrol. They're there to kill citizens. They're there to kill Minutemen. They're there to go kill rival drug gangs. I mean, it's just like these other U.S. military bases. I've got the articles from the mid-90s. You know, thousands of Arabs come through a year in the small Alabama military base. They hear explosions. They practice terror attacks. And then they go ship them back, and you know them as Al-Qaeda. And they'll occasionally arrest some innocent person and say they're a top Al-Qaeda leader. And people just can't figure this out. You just can't get it through your heads. But a pretty scary article I was just reading. I'll read some more of it coming up, and we'll get into some of the other news. But right now, let's go back to calls, as promised. Gary in Tennessee. Welcome, Gary. Gary, how you doing today? Sounds like you're doing pretty good. He must be gone. David in Mass. David, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Alex Jones for president, baby. Hey,
you're running?
Huh?
Oh, what did you say?
You going to run for president?
No, I'm not. You don't have voting anymore.
That's right. With the new computer systems, we're not going to have that anymore.
They're in 35% now, and soon they'll have total control.
Yeah, no, it's funny that when that whole scandal came out in Ohio, Kerry backed right out when that started coming out. But anyways, I have a question for you, Alex. Someone as yourself that's very informed, you still there?
Yes.
Someone that's used informed, such as David, like why, I mean, if the government can kill 3,000 people in a blink of an eye, why haven't they taken someone like yourself that's making waves? Why haven't they terminated you or anyone else that speaks out?
How often do you listen?
Pretty often.
I've answered this question about 150 times.
Honestly, sir, I actually just watched about 2 weeks ago. I woke up, I watched In Plain Sight and The Road to Tyranny, and I wasn't able to eat for about a week. So me and my buddy have been watching the films a lot lately. And
well, it's an important question. Let me cover it when we get back from break, because it'll take a few minutes. But, I mean, I guess to answer the question now, they kill people who have specific documents that they'll have to cover up. Once you bring the document out, they don't generally kill you. It's like Jennifer Flowers got up on Hardball and said Bill Clinton's killed. This is like 5 years ago. Bill Clinton's had over 100 people killed. And Chris Matthews said, well, why are you still alive? She said, because I'm going public. I've written the book. I've gone public. If he kills me, it'll just make people pay more attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they obviously killed Gary Webb, because he was on the new stuff.
Yeah, so you think you're pretty much protected because of
no,
that?
No, I don't think I'm protected. They do still kill people like me routinely.
Yeah.
And I've
really
been death threatened. I've been physically attacked, sir.
Really? Do you have bodyguards or anything like
no,
that?
No, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Sir, let me tell you something. Do you have an automobile?
Yes.
Do you drive in that car?
Yeah, I'm forced to drive 45 minutes each way for work.
And you drive 70 miles an hour on the highway?
Yep.
In a little tinfoil aluminum shell next to huge 18-wheelers. And I bet you drive by fatal fatalities 5 or 6 times a year.
Yeah, honestly, I see.
So you drive by dead bodies. Imagine if you were driving by dead bodies of people killed by the government every month.
Yeah, how would I be able to tell, though?
Well, no, but the point I'm making is the number one cause of death is transportation.
Yeah.
But you still take that risk every day to drive. Well, I'll take a risk to die for my country.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, I mean, it's an important thing to really, but see, you're people are deep down afraid of the predatory nature of that death at government's hands. Stay there. Talk about it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we were talking to David in Mass, and I get this question every day. Email, faxes, calls on air. Alex Jones, how are you still alive if what you're saying is true? Why haven't you been killed? Well, I have been death threatened. The worst ever, when they even put stalkers on me, I mean real ones that even admitted they were with the government, was when I was exposing Judge Walter E. Smith in Waco. Clinton was really scared of Waco because that could have brought him down. And the judge wouldn't allow a jury in the civil trial in the lawsuit. And they've been found not guilty by a jury, but the same judge was over the criminal trial in 94. And so they found him not guilty, the Davidians, but then he said, no, I find you guilty. So he's a guy who just literally rules from the bench. The Supreme Court said in 99, you got to release the Davidians that are in jail, the five of them, from their 47-year sentences because they were found not guilty of committing a crime, attempted murder. So then how can they be found guilty of using a firearm in the commission of a crime if they were found not guilty of a crime? Okay, to use federal sentencing on them. But still, they've never been released. I mean, and we're talking 6 years later. So I was bullhorning the federal courthouse in Waco. I was demonstrating. I was building a memorial church for those that died. And with your help, the listeners, and I mean, it was unbelievable, the stuff that went on. the death threats, the, you know, all the stuff that went on. I had people break in on the ISDN line I'm on, which you're not supposed to be able to do, and death threat me while I was, you know, on air. I had, you know, unlisted phone numbers, people calling, people at my front door. Even before that, when I started fighting the New World Order in about 1997, I've been on the radio for a year or two, and these guys were doing all this stuff and harassing me and doing all these horrible things, and it finally came down to, they said, you know, we're with the government, you better stop what you're doing. And I said, you know, you're a bunch of cowards, you do whatever you have to. So I walk outside the TV station, and these four guys get around me, and they tell me I better stop what I'm doing. And one of them pulls out a knife to distract me, and the biggest one hauls off. They're wearing hoods over their heads, because there were surveillance cameras out front. Hauls off and punches me right in the nose, breaks my nose. Well, that just made me mad. I was mainly worried about the knife, so I rotated around. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm not into physical prowess and being a tough guy, but you can tell I'm pretty much a nut, folks. And so I started hurting them real bad. I mean, knocking teeth out, crushing noses off, pile-driving heads. I mean, when four people go at you, I mean, if you turn it on, folks, you got it, it's dangerous. I mean, that's the funny thing about it. I used to be quite a fighter growing up in Dallas, and the few times I wasn't in the right, and maybe at a bonfire or something, had a few too many Budweisers, I was pretty bad. But I wasn't what you call a bully. It'd be easy to put some 245-pound, you know, muscle-bound guy who just got out of prison who attacked me, because stuff was rough growing up. It'd be easy to put that guy in a coma. I mean, you just start pounding them in the face and pick them up and slam their head in the ground. It's over for them. So I really got away from, you know, fighting and stuff because it was so dangerous. And I started figuring out I'm going to kill somebody. But the few times that I was in the wrong, I ended up getting my tail kicked when I was fighting some 180-pound guy the same size as I was at the time. Because there wasn't a threat. There wasn't any, I mean, I've got to have, you know, really mean people, I mean, you know, coming at me. Other people come up with knives, guns. I don't want to get into how I was when I was a teenager, but, and then it gets into a scenario of, you know, you're a fighter, so people want to fight you. And, I mean, it was different. Austin's really docile. I love this town. I wouldn't want to get in a fight today. I mean, all my knuckles are broken. They're pulverized jelly with just tendons in them in my right hand. I had my leg broken in a fight, you know, with a bone sticking out. Sean, that's the type of fights I got into. But the few times that I wasn't in the right are the times that I just couldn't fight. It's kind of like a cornered animal. But these four guys get around me. And, man, the guy hauls off and just smashes my nose. I think it freaked him out, too, that blood was squirting out all over him, and it didn't seem to bother me. I mean, I bled like a stuck pig. Should have seen the inside of that building once I went in. I mean, it was like spraying like a water hose out of my nose. But it had already been broken so many times that there's like a little, it's like a rubber eraser or something. And so I start just pounding the living daylights out of these guys. And, that was the last fight I ever got in, thank God. And they all dragged him. I mean, one of them's nose was literally hanging off. You know, bones hanging out, cartilage. Just, I mean, he basically had no nose. It, like, ripped his nose off. And so they're helping each other with their vehicles. And I'm, like, screaming at them with blood running down my face. And the police show up. I mean, like 2 minutes later, and it was a blue Astro van. They go and look at the surveillance camera tape. They get the license number. They say the license doesn't exist. And there's this little short butch cop, female, and then she's with a old black cop, male. He was nice, and she's wanting to arrest me. I'm bleeding all over the place. And, oh, you've been in a fight. She goes and watches the tape. She goes, well, I'm not going to arrest you because they obviously hit you first. But, you know, what are you, in a gang or something? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in a gang, lady. You know, I was like 24 years old at the time. I forget. It was like 1997. I'm only 31. And it's an interesting story. I never really told the whole story. And so I go, fine, arrest me. I go, this is unbelievable, because I was really, you know, fired up at the time. And after that happened, I had one night I challenged the FBI. I said, you're a bunch of terrorists. You bombed the World Trade Center. You bombed Oklahoma City. You killed the people at Waco. You're criminals if you don't come down here. Come on, you come down here and prove you're not. You're all criminals. Well, this big, handsome, 6'4" guy shows up. Just give me this dirty look when I walk out in the hallway. And he goes, you know, the whole FBI isn't bad. And, you know, I was kind of taken aback. I should have confronted him, but I was like, after the show, I'm like going, okay. He follows me out in the parking lot, and then he just goes, well, bye-bye. And he drives off. Then another time, I'm on there talking about the special forces and trying to keep the Delta Force from coming to Austin to do drills, and I'm real angry about it, and I tell people that they're involved in all this covert stuff and bribing the police chief. This is in 99. And I walk outside, and there's this handsome, you know, high and tight guy with a high and tight haircut, you know, real smart sitting there, and, you know, all the special forces aren't bad, Alex, and blah, 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 and we're blah. And, of course, he's got this big government LTD over there. Couldn't be any more than probably my age. He's probably about 26 or 7. And he starts going into this whole thing about how things could go bad for me. And then about a week later, two other guys show up and do that. And I just go, hey, the government doesn't care about you. They're using DU on you. You're working for criminals, and you know you are. And I know they tell you you do all this to be tougher than the criminals and to defeat the criminals. You got to be criminal. You know, the whole moral of the story they give you with shows like 24. And I said, you want to be deceived? Fine, go ahead. I go, I can't tell you how many old men I know and how many middle-aged businessmen I know that did the same stuff you did and cry about it every day and go to church asking God to forgive them. I go, you're going to wake up someday, and I can see it in their eyes. And I go, now get out of here. And, you know, I've had other stuff go on. But the more I've shown that I'm committed to the end, I remember that one guy, he was like a boxer or something, the main guy they brought to pound on me. I was lucky with those four guys that really only one of them was a fighter. You could tell he was a big boxer. That was pretty funny. It was actually kind of mean. I really turned loose on him, folks. Really turned loose on him. And it's a problem because I black out. I mean, I just tear these people up. And there's those other types out there that do that too. And then when two people like that get together, you know, people die. So that's why I'm not into violence, folks. It's not the way. But you haul off and punch me, I'm going to punch you back. And I'm not going to stop till I've torn your nose off and knocked your teeth out and gouged your eyes out and slammed your head open like a melon. Okay, just thinking about it gets me fired up. But there's a time to turn the cheek, and then there's another time to whip the money changers. There's a time to live, a time to die, a time to sow, a time to reap. I ought to read that Bible passage. I forget where that is in the Bible. You know, it's to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. And, you know, that's not true. That's not the last time I had problems. Man, I've had a bunch of other problems. I just really don't. I always just forget about it right after it happens. I've even got video of it happening one time. We've aired on TV, and I've got a... I came across that video a few months ago. I meant to put that back on the web. I'm just so busy. Was it 2000 or was it? No, it was 1999. Fortune 500 comes to Austin. There's going to be a march. And I'm out there, and there's these giant cops, huge arms. And they're wearing black masks, dressed up like anarchists, and it's so obvious. They're trying to start fights and stuff. And I run over, and I go, we got cops here trying to cause problems. News cameras, news cameras. They all run over. And all of a sudden, 40 cops run across the street. We were at the Capitol. APD runs over to the Capitol side, right there on 11th, and goes, Jones, back off! And they pull them out, and 5 minutes later, two more guys get inserted, this time smaller cops. And I go, okay, the cops are... And all of a sudden, they nod to one of the leaders of the anarchists. And this little redhead, bearded guy walks over, and he goes, I'm going to kill you. And I go, oh, you work for the guys up on top of the building. There was FBI up there, you know, with their cameras and stuff. I go, oh, you're Black Bloc Anarchist. You work for them. He goes, that's right. We do. And we're going to be taken over soon, and you're going to be dead. And I see the cops standing over beside him going, just smiling. I'm like, God, how do they get these people so twisted, so openly evil? So I'm stuck between the FBI up on the thing, the little anarchist trying to radicalize everything, who's a Fed, obviously, and APD prancing around in anarchist outfits trying to rile people up so they could come over there and break the heads of 1,000 peaceful people. And I got some of that exchange on video. And then there was the election fraud rally. Oh, man, that was bad. Right after the election last year. I'll tell you about that when we get back. And, man, these guys were really scary. I mean, this black guy that came up to me, man, he was a killer. We'll be right back.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
What I'm about to tell you, Kevin Booth, who does great camera work, I used him for martial law, old friend of mine that does a lot of comedy stuff. I wanted a cameraman for this rally about election fraud and the voting machines. So he just came down, he just taped my speech and a few others, and we're leaving. I'd given him a ride, and this big old white guy comes walking up, and they were all wearing blue sweatshirts. That was like their identifier. There were a bunch of them in the crowd. He goes, Alex, we need to do something violent. It's time to start, shooting people. And I said, oh, man. And Kevin's like, let's get out of here. That guy's a cop. And I go, yeah. And the guy would look me in the eye. I was like, man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm peaceful. So I'm trying to get away. And then a black guy walks over wearing blue. And, man, he just looked really evil, folks. you know, he had kind of like that green skin, like he was real unhealthy. He was tall, though, muscular. He was just looking at it with pure hatred. And he's like, Alex, I really like what you do. I really appreciate it. We need to do something. We need to do something violent. And I said, this was like the same script. And I said, man, I'm against violence. You know, what are you, a cop or something? And I go, I'm out of here. And I turn around, and Kevin heard this. Me and Kevin are walking. He goes, when we get, he cussed, I can't say it. He goes, when we get you in prison, we're going to rape you in the. And I just turned around. I went, what did you say? And he goes, nothing. And turned and walked away laughing. And, you know, I've had a few of them call in on shows. I was on in England. It's the same mentality. And this guy called in on TalkSport, one of their biggest stations, and he just said, yeah, we're going to get you in jail and rape you. You know, that's the mentality of these people. And he had just telling me that. I just turned back, and I'm like, man, what is wrong with you? So that's who they got working for them, folks. They get these cops. They pick the ones that will deal drugs. You know, they start them slow on corruption. Well, we got to deal these drugs to get in with the drug dealers. And besides, you don't mind making 10 grand extra a month, do you? Hey, I just shook down this drug dealer for this gold watch. You want it? I've had detectives on from New York who will tell you how they get you into it. Detectives, famous detectives who've blown the whistle from L.A., New York, you name it. It's the same system. And they get them into corruption. They get them in, and then pretty soon they get stuff on them. They get on drugs. They get on steroids. And they just get evil. Or they're flat-out evil when they join. But, I mean, that didn't scare me. I thought, man, I'm going to really work harder. So when and if they do kill me, when God's done with me, which I could care less. I mean, I want to live a long time, but if the globalists kill me tomorrow or in 20 years or never, you know, it's God's will. I mean, I'm in God's hands. I commit myself into God's hands and will. I mean, I'm already in God's hands and will, but I surrender to it. I've already won. And, I mean, you know, it manifests. They manifest who they are. I mean, they want to rape me in prison. I mean, there it is. I have to fight them. You think I want my children growing up, or your children, or anybody's children in the country with people like this running it? We're going to rape you in prison? We can't wait to get you in prison, and we're going to rape you? You know, there is a hell. And believe me, you don't have to wait till you die, though. You're creating hell here. I wouldn't want that coming back on me, man. You reap what you sow. You guys out there that are evil wonder why you're so unhappy, why life is a hell. And you think burrowing deeper into darkness is going to make you happy? It's not. And it's still time to turn back unless you've totally given yourself over. Unless the Holy Spirit has come to you and you've refused it time and time again. But I'll tell you, our power is greater than the devil's, the king of this world, the god of this world. God is so much more powerful. And if we're willing to lay our lives down for what's good and decent, God will empower us. And God will protect us in almost every case, unless it is His will that we be sacrificed as a way to encourage others. And so, I use the analogy with the caller 15, 20 minutes ago when he said, "Why aren't you dead yet?" So I told you a few stories I've never told before, some of them, and in more detail than I ever have. I told you, you didn't get the analogy. I said, you know, wherever you live, where did that caller live in Massachusetts? You drive down the road and you see fatality accidents, don't you? You drive 70 miles an hour. You see them all the time, don't you? I probably see them every few months. I've seen blood all over the road and a bloody blanket over somebody's face. I just saw that a few months ago. But I still get in my car, get on the road, go out there and drive. I still put my children in the car and I still take them out there knowing the danger because I want to drive. Sometimes I think I shouldn't, even though I try to drive as best I can. But see, it isn't scary. It isn't predatory. The thought of an animal or a human coming to get you meanly and having you in its thrall is so scary. Well, it's not scary to me. I've been there plenty of times. And you get your greatest strength at those points. It doesn't scare me. Because the suffering of the body is how we're wed to Christ. And after every test I've been put through, I have been rewarded. So, won't you risk your life for your country?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
All right, in closing on this subject, and I'll go to your calls and cover some final important news here in the last 26 minutes we got left. I mean, to really boil it down, Jennifer Flowers said it best on Hardball. She said Bill Clinton's had over 100 people killed, and Chris Matthews said, "Well, are you still alive?" And she said, "Because I've written this book, I'm gone public." I mean, the reports, the interviews with people who'd be across the hall and they decide to videotape the governor going in, you know, to see his jilly, and then the police come over, the state police, and break his arms and legs. I mean, it's all admitted. I mean, the people they killed, all of it. And state police even went public about all that, and still he didn't get in trouble. But that's why she's safe, because if they kill her, then it'll just spread the word. And so I've made my films, I've written my books, I've done my work. And there's so many other people doing it. I mean, people are waking up everywhere. Now they come out and go, the Bilderberg Group is real, and it wants world government, but it's for your best interest. The new tactic is just to flaunt it in your face. Now, will they just get sick of me and kill me? I mean, that could happen. But they like to do a night of the long knives, a crystal night. They like to have a sweep, is what governments tend to do. And how this would work, if they're able to do it, is they'll nuke a city, then they'll have months of bedlam and freaking out, and then they'll set up a police state, and then just people will be arrested and not be let out, and people will complain, and then they'll be arrested, and then... But they won't get away with that. I mean, at that point, there'll be such massive demonstrations of people resisting, and then the whole thing is meant to break down, and then Europe will come in as the savior, and... So quite frankly, quite frankly, it's all just a giant quagmire. But they also will look for people. They want you to have that fatalistic mentality, then get all paranoid. And no, I'm not paranoid. I mean, I realize what's dangerous in my life. And what is dangerous in my life is swimming around underneath a boat if I'm out on the lake and, you know, hitting my head or something, or being hit by a boat. What's dangerous is when I'm climbing around up on some cliffs when I'm out for a hike. What's dangerous is getting in a car or getting in a helicopter or getting on an airplane. Those are the most dangerous things you can do in your life that is not death by natural causes. But again, your instincts are afraid of the big teeth, the big yellow eyes, the big cave cat or bear coming and grabbing you. Well, that's why you're afraid of the dark. And so so the elite garbs themselves in black, acts predatory. They try to project that intimidation on you, so you're so afraid. You're going to die. Do you understand that? Your heart's going to stop beating. You'll be lucky, blessed if you die in your sleep. But a lot of you are going to die excruciating deaths. None of us get out of this alive. This is a test. And you might as well just stop fearing death, because when you stop fearing it, you're alive. You've got to accept it. You've got to deal with it. I mean, you do that to drive your car every day. You get in that car, though it is the thing that will probably kill you. These cops sit there, and they're so afraid when they're walking up to a car that you got a gun and you're going to get them. They've been taught to be afraid. But they'll be hanging their rear ends out on I-35 or MOPAC writing a ticket for a stupid government that prints the money to begin with and doesn't even need those taxes, don't even need that system, hanging their rear end out in the road with big old cars and vans. I always get over the other lane and try to go around them. Just hanging their rear end out or jumping out in front of you when they're going after somebody they're going to give a ticket and almost getting hit. They'll just, again, they're not conscious. Number one cause of death of cops, automobile accidents, being hit. They're not afraid of that. They're afraid of you, the evil citizen. And are they afraid of the Mexican troops that are killing cops all over the place? No, they don't tell them about it. So when a cop gets killed, it's kept kind of quiet, doesn't make big news. See, because so there's not that perception. That perception. It's all perception. It's an illusion. The troops in Iraq aren't afraid of depleted uranium, which is the silent killer they're all inhaling. The thing that's going to eat through their DNA and give them horribly deformed children and lives of pain they're giving their offspring. They're destroying their future. The most beautiful thing God's ever given us.
No, they're afraid of Iraqi insurgents.
When still about, 40% of the deaths in Iraq are being run over by our own troops, or helicopters crashing, or flesh-eating bacteria is killing a bunch of the troops. Because the Pentagon doesn't tell them to worry about DU or experimental vaccines. No. It's all perception. They say perception is reality, and it only is in a delusion, in a delusional reality. Perception is not reality in the real world, folks. That saying of Edward Bernays is a fraud, the father of modern advertising and propaganda. It's a lie. And the truth is, when you give in to bullies and you live a life on your knees and a life of denial and a life of weakness, you are in grave danger. When you live a life of diving into life, gobbling up life, loving life, honoring life, enjoying life, not being a coward, being a man, being a woman, you are so alive, it is incredible. People talk about that hole in their soul, you know, that God-shaped void, and it's there. And then people say, well, I've got God, but I still feel empty. No, you don't really have God. If you had God in your heart, and you were doing what God had planned for you, you wouldn't be feeling the way you feel. I have too much energy. I have too much I want to do. I am totally controlled. And I'm not the best vessel. I have lots of problems. But God works through all of us. And you just have to surrender yourselves to God, and you will be empowered. You will be a new creature. He will take all of your faults, and he will make them pluses. I mean, why should I be people? Both people will be so afraid of some black cop saying, we can't wait to get you in prison and rape you. That didn't scare me. It really made me sad for him. I looked at him for what he was. He was like a little demon. But I did feel like I needed to redouble my efforts. He didn't know that he had actually empowered me. He didn't know that he had recommitted me. I mean, anytime you wonder if this New World Order is real or is it really that bad, believe me, folks, it's worse. It's worse than you can imagine. It is a bottomless void of pain and suffering and cancer upon the life force. It is an abomination. It is here to kill, steal, and destroy, and it destroys its minions with relish. More relish than it destroys God's people. Many people are afraid. Fear is what leads people, number one, into the New World Order. They're afraid of it, so they decide to embrace it. I see so many young people wearing satanic pentagrams and shirts and Baphomet outfits, and it's a big fad. And you look at them, and they're so pathetically weak. They're so afraid of evil. So they think by embracing it that it gives them power over it. And believe me, it doesn't. You've got to tell evil to get behind you, to get out of your road. They're the ones that are afraid. They're the ones that put up all the cameras. They're the ones that have to wear the body armor. They're the ones that creep around in darkness. They're the ones that cover their faces. They're the ones that hide behind national security. They're the ones that weave their webs. We are in the light, out in the open, standing forth. And when they strike us down, when they tear us down, when they grab on us like the diseased hyenas they are, that is their defeat. The globalists know they pull down more patriot leaders, it only spreads the rebellion. They already know you're getting past your fear. They already know that God's spirit is moving across this land, always in the darkest times it does. They already know that their time is short. They're afraid. All of this is about keeping control, keeping their power, expanding their power, and that's why they're going to lose their power. So to everybody out there listening, I don't hate you if you're evil. I hate the things you do, and I hate the one that controls you. But I do what I do because I love. I love the beautiful sunset yesterday, because that volcano that blew up in Mexico was a beautiful sunset. Spectacular. I love seeing the moon come up last night. I love my family. I love my children more than anything in the world. And I love them so much that I will never compromise, and I will never give in to the New World Order, and I will never sell them out. And I'll never sell out their children and their children and their children. I love. If you could see your great-great-great-great-grandson or daughter, wouldn't you love them as much as your own children? I say grandparents even love their grandchildren more than they love their own children. There's something about seeing that. That's another form of immortality God gives us. And when you think about the world our children are going to live in, devoid of creativity, devoid of individuality, devoid of beauty and love, because the elite's threatened by that and threatened by the family, how could you not instantly lay your life down for humanity? You know, everything we've got, everything good and wholesome, is because other people were willing to die, other people were willing to sacrifice, because they knew that's what it was all about. Because life was so short back then, living an average of 40-something years, and people saw so much death that they understood it was all transitory. They weren't mind-controlled by the New World Order. They understood they were part of something bigger. They were part of the species, the race consciousness. By the race consciousness, I mean the race consciousness of the species to go on and to do greater things and to build things and to be better and stronger. I stand on the shoulders. I stand on the ashes. I stand on the blood, the sweat, the tears, all those that came before me. On top of everything that's good. For our fathers' sake. For their fathers' sake and their fathers. For the face of our fathers. That's what your family name means. everything that's good. Your life is so short. It's true. You've got to stand up. You've got to lay it all on the line. That's what life's all about. It's not about... They control so many of our young people through these fads. They got to have the $200 tennis shoes. They got to dress like whores. They got to do all this cool stuff. They got to have their pants hanging down around their ankles because it's what the government told them was cool. And they feel so inadequate. Our young women feel so inadequate. They've had stolen from them their purity. They've had stolen from them their grace and their value and their importance. Our young men have been turned into gibbering animals. And out of that vat of weakness, the enemy is forging its tools of siege against the rest of us, against the remnant, against the growing remnant. But they will fail. They will not twist all of our souls and our minds. All their TV shows where torture and evil is good, where you got to be more evil than the evil to defeat evil. That's the argument that was used to twist our men and the CIA and the FBI. And then once they committed the acts over and over again, they were totally given over to evil. They had gotten the taste of blood in their mouths like a bull mastiff. And they enjoyed it. So I ask all of our police and military and everyone else listening out there to check out what I've claimed, the things I've said. Find out it's true. Find out. I mean, I have the article right here where clearly the U.S. government trained these Mexican troops to go around killing people that didn't pay their cut into the U.S. government. And the intelligence bulletin obtained says the Zetas are responsible for hundreds of violent drug-related murders. It says they executed journalists, murdered people in Dallas, McAllen, and Laredo, Texas. They are... They've detained two DEA agents, and recently they've shot at Border Patrol agents. They talk about how they've killed a bunch of them. This is a whitewash out of KI5 News. I got the Dallas Morning News about it. I mean, just why didn't your bosses tell you there's Mexican Special Forces troops running around? It says customs agents were involved in a shootout south of Phoenix with an enemy they had not seen before, equipped with automatic weapons, body armor, state-of-the-art communications. In a word, it looked military. Kyle Barnett says, I'd be lying if it didn't concern us. Now, as the drug war between the Gulf cartel and the East and the Tijuana cartel in the West starts to heat up, the Justice Department bulletin warns the violence will spill over to Mexican border in the United States, and law enforcement agencies in Texas, Arizona, and Southern California are expected to encounter Los Zetas in the coming months. Folks, I've talked to the Border Patrol. I've talked to them. It isn't Zetas. It's Mexican troops doing it. And it says at the start of the article, they were elite special forces of the Mexican military trained at U.S. and the School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia, and set out to wipe out one of the most powerful Mexican drug cartels. But they didn't. They deserted and joined the cartel. Balderdash! It's just like Al-Qaeda and everything else. The Iraqis that bombed us at Oklahoma City. We know their names. They were Republican Guard, trained in the U.S., brought back. They still are on the payroll. Plausible deniability if they get caught. Heaven help us. I've been to the drills where the foreign troops are trying to take our guns, folks. And now they got foreign troop hitmen, and 25% of the Iraq force is illegal aliens. You starting to figure this out? You starting to figure it out? Well, they may be fighting for the drugs and the money they make. We're fighting for our families. And when push comes to shove, I know who's going to win. And people won't have to know when it's time to defend themselves. You'll know. And I pray it doesn't come to that point. But I'll never give in to this scum. I'll never give in to these people that love to abuse innocence and love to abuse people that are defenseless and who get off on it. Hell can't come soon enough for you. You're a bunch of cowards. You're so cowardly, you go and join the biggest, most evil thing you can, thinking you'll find solace and harbor and safety there. And all you're going to find is the black jaws of the devil chewing your guts out. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. I don't know anymore. Larry in Louisiana, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, which is more dangerous, sticking your head into the sand, pretending all is grand and hoping everything will turn out okay, or getting cheekbone deflate with your ballistic shields wide open? I want to talk to you about the having to wear the wire thing in the Homeland Security deal there. I missed the whole thing you said.
Yeah, they're trying to pass a law where you let the title on anybody you think stealing drugs, you get dozens of years in prison and $2 and $8 million fines will all have to be. And that sets up their tattletale squad groups where then by law you've got to report on everybody.
Right. Well, isn't that just really really getting you to agree to be a party to the surveillance? What with the, I'm talking on my Tebow-style wireless digital tape recorder right now.
Well, it's indentured servitude.
Well, you know what I'm saying. All the cell phone conversations are uploaded anyway, so dial *57.
Good. They know how powerful we are.
Well, I think so. I think it's great. You got my point, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so have
anything else?
That's it.
All right, good to hear from you. We'll take a final call from Dave in Illinois, maybe a few others on the other side, a few other news items.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final serving of this transmission. Kind of got into preacher mode today, which I don't do very often these days, but you want to know what's in my guts, my heart, my soul, that's it. I only fear not doing the best job I can. I only fear not defending the innocents. That's what a man's supposed to do. If that isn't your overdriving instinct to provide for your family and provide for your culture and to work hard and to be strong, then you're not a man, and they've robbed you of the most precious thing you could ever imagine. That's why I don't want people complimenting me. I'm just a caveman. I'm just an old-fashioned person. That's all I am. Bottom line, and you've got it in you too, and you've got it a lot more than I've got it. You need to turn it on. Ask God to turn you on, to plug you in to the soul of this universe. You're missing out. You're missing out. Your hair is going to be on fire. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Tennessee and then Dave in Illinois, and that'll be you. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I say something, you won't get mad, will you?
Say whatever you want.
Okay, well, earlier, sometimes, when you know, at the first top of the hour, I was cut off because sometimes the other radio stations, they run their commercials a little longer, and so that's why I was cut off.
Okay, but that isn't very important to fighting the New World Order, but I appreciate that.
Well, what I was wanting to say was I was just wanting to defend you on what happened about the... I was listening to Jack Wood last week, and I know you listen in a lot when he, you know, he comes on after you.
Sir, the people that attack me, their plan is for you to defend me, so you go get their disinfo instead of talking about the New World Order. So,
what I wanted to say
what
was...
What you want to do is what you want to do, I understand.
Well,
go
see,
ahead, Gary.
I'd rather listen to you than any of them, not being biased. I'd rather listen to you than any of them. And I look forward every day to try to listen to you.
Well, I appreciate that. You sound like a good soul, my friend.
And I, you know, when that lady said that, I didn't know.
I didn't hear. I don't know what it was, but I don't care.
You know, she said something.
I got cops saying they want to put me in prison and rape me. I mean, you know, you think I'm worried about these little feds?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just want to say that. You know, somebody may have put her up to that.
Of course. Listen, thanks for the call. So they have a giant COINTELPRO budget against me. What do you think? Dave in Illinois, last caller. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, Alex, I was just thinking, you know, it's like that I Spartacus thing. You know, they did go after Gary Webb, but it took them years to get around to doing it. So, I mean, you know, unless...
That's right. They got a lot of people to kill. They're usually killing their own people and keeping stuff quiet, so they got limited hitmen. Shows like Threat Matrix and 24 are meant to, for young people to see it in the video games with simulated assassin stuff, to grow a crop of assassins.
The television was scarring last night. I don't even want to talk about it. It was horrible.
What was it, all torture, all world government?
They had one, this is all before 9 o'clock, they had one, it was like a snuff film. They were playing it for their little Law and Order jury or whatever. And there was another one where these guys, I guess they're lost on an island or something, and they get off the island. And they run into pirates, and they take the dude's son. And I'm just like, why are they showing this before, 9 o'clock? It was just horrible, you know. It was just like these pirates just come up, and they're like, we're going to take the boy. And it was just like, you know, what is going on? But, you know, it's things like that. We got to all, you know, they're not going to line us up, and we can all say, no, I'm Spartacus.
They're going to turn us all into a bunch of demons.
Yeah, we got to all, you know, come up to... Do what you're doing, or else you're going to be the only one. And to be an easier target, we got to, you know, saturate the whole thing with everybody.
Well, I'm not the target. Freedom and dignity and humanity and our souls are the target.
Oh, yeah, but it's like that guy said, you know, you're the head of the spear.
And, well, I wouldn't say that. Listen, I appreciate your call. All right? I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. As we accelerate towards this weekend. And I hope that all of you out there will stand for what's good and decent, because you only live once. And this life is nothing more than a test. You've got to ask the question, will you fail that test? God bless.
Our